Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
All right, welcome to part two. A quick shout out to our patrons, in particular DM Kyle, who plays a spider in this episode. It's just one of the things you get to do if you're a patron. Girls, super quick shout outs. What do you got for me?
I'm going to shout out to Phillips4102, who compared us to Critical Role and said that they were dragging and you found us. So thank you. I always like a solid comparison, and when you're better, that's great.
That's the comparison you actually want to hear.
The Nichols family, Travelling Australia, listen to this podcast. So hello, Sam. Hello, Jamie. Hello, Clifford. Hello, little Evelyn.
Oh, I hope this goes out while they're still travelling.
I'd like to shout out Clav, who is over in the fan art thread on our Discord and has shared some great anatomy studies for a possible D&D comic he's doing. And I love the curviness of the women that he's doing.
Yeah.
In his word, curves are fun to draw.
That's not all. But let's move on. They're also fun to... Oh, actually, I got nowhere to go for that.
No. Rewind.
So, they're great on mountains, hillsides. Shit.
Thanks, Clav.
All right, let's rejoin the action, having left Freya being dragged off to trial while Karin and Morrigan are trying to find a way to kill a giant seven-legged spider with the help of the Nine Lives Guild and the Children of the Night. Girls.
Okay. Well, I think Children and Assassins to hopefully get us to our 50 points. So do you want to roll the 3d10s and 20s again? Just so that we're in the clear and no one dies, so that you can then pull down a pylon.
All right. Ooh, we got a crit. Ooh. Our first crit as a knight.
Double that then.
So, oh, really?
Yep.
That's 40 plus 10, 50.
You've done it.
Plus 2.
You managed to do it without using the children.
Hey.
Nice. Which means the children are free.
Hey. All right. So I tattoo over to Morrigan. I'm like, Morrigan, sup?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Something getting awfully cocky.
You are looking bodacious as a snake.
Oh my God, did you see my snake move with that pylon?
That was very good.
That was so good, right?
Anyway. Looks like it's going to take a while, though.
It's crumbling, it's fine, but how's this?
Cool.
These kids look like they can use some fun.
Yeah.
Let's divide them into teams of... Two teams, whatever. Don't get into that captain thing, though, where you like get two captains, they choose a team. That was traumatising for me at school.
It's going to be like last episode where
someone always gets picked
suddenly
last.
You explain to me how to do this like your teachers.
No, I'm telling you how not to do it like teachers.
Oh, okay,
that was a
good,
dick
good,
move.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, so just if you just go like, you know when you got kind teachers and they didn't go, okay, two captains and you choose, just go like 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, if you got a 1 year over here, if you got a 2 year over here.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to wrap myself like a U-shape around this pylon. It's crumbling.
So instead of 1-2, I could go head, tail, head, tail, head, tail.
Oh, I love that. Yes, girl. I love that. The medic. Yes,
at least three
girls,
of the kids
vibing.
Get confused and don't understand it, but it's not much of a problem.
Okay, and they're going to pull. We're going to get this pylon
love
down.
This. All right, children. You are going to go over to that beautiful bodacious snake over there. If I say head when I look at you and point at you, you're going to go to her head. If I say tail, you're going to go to her tail, and you are just going to pull. It's a giant game of tug of war. You're going to love it. Head, tail, head, tail, head, tail, head, tail. No, Susan. I said head. That way. It's the one with the eyes.
Fucking Susan.
Not the one
she's
with
like,
the claw maker.
Tiffany.
And a 3, 2, 1, pull.
All right, anyway, yeah.
I don't know what to do here. Like,
it's a strength check, but I'm going to say the kids are going to be automatically successful because there is enough of them to not be a problem for
plus the giant snake.
So it's going to come down to the last check from the snake on its own to also try to pull in the same direction to see whether or not the pylon comes
at
down.
At advantage? Because I'm
at
raging.
Advantage. Oh, you didn't get to attack, though, for that wave, so you didn't maintain your rage.
She's attacking. She's
what
attacking
are advantages
stone.
This is a super cute plan.
You can have one
what?
And be thankful for it.
That's just what I was going to do anyway. Give me two.
No.
That was a good plan.
It is. I love it, actually. It's a great plan. You're getting one
d20. You're a dick. All right, hold on.
Dick master. If you're going to say it, say it properly.
It got really thematic. Boom! 17 other buckets.
Yes. That is enough. The pylon leans back, sways a little bit, and comes crashing down, splashing the water. Water goes everywhere. Spiders get splashed. And the roof starts to fall in. I guess now we just have to hope that it's sunlight outside, not night.
do I do anything with my turn? Like,
you want to wait until see what happens? You're just like, can I have my turn before the pylon comes down, please?
No,
everyone,
no,
back to your spots. I'm doing my turn.
After the pylon, like,
you can do what you please in a second, but.
Okay, sorry.
Let me do the thing where the roof caves in.
Oh, you did it!
No, the roof isn't. We don't even know if it's day
it
or night
down.
Time yet.
Oh, okay. I didn't think you were going to give it to us.
I was going
to
let you guys roll, but I think it's a dangerous move. Because at this stage, you might get one of the 25 twos that are still available. So I thought we would just build up the whole idea that, oh no, it could be day or night time.
Okay, sorry. You do your thing.
All right, well.
I know you're building a moment.
Kind of lost this momentum now.
Can you hear how nasally you sound?
I do now because I'm going this with my nasals. Close both my nasals. All right, so we're back to finding out whether it's day or night.
Oh, is there that two-sided dice?
I've got a two-sided dice here somewhere, which is otherwise known as a coin,
but yeah.
I don't know where that bloody old thing is.
How about you use this plus or minus dice instead?
Plus is daylight, minus is nighttime.
Is there a blank side there?
There is. Turns out there's a third option for the dice, and it's blank. Fuck.
There is no sky.
I've decided the blank also means sunlight. The sun is shining through. There was a two-thirds chance in the end, not a 50-50 chance, because I didn't realise the dice wasn't just a 50-50 dice. So the sun is coming through, and a huge amount of light floods this room. It's beautiful, actually. There's a lot of other things in it that won't do well because of the light, because I've been living in darkness for years. All the little worm things that used to be dangling from the roof with sunlight, little starlight coming out of their butts. Don't look as lovely right now, but it terrifies the spiders, in particular the big one, who has done nothing more than hope that its minions could overrun things.
Yeah.
Backs away into one of the chambers, making some wonderful squealing noises. Now the spiders slowly dissipate, although some of them probably still have to be fought off for a little bit, but nothing too major.
Okay.
You are now, you find yourself in a room with a still wounded Thassa, a very tired Stucker, and a whole bunch of people who don't know how the hell we're going to get through this. They've survived this, but they can't see this lasting until night falls again. When you look up, you can see that the sun is already starting to set, because as you know, time moves differently in here. Last time you were here, the sun and the time moved very fast, so you probably only have a matter of minutes to solve that issue.
Solve the issue of the setting sun.
Uh-huh.
Solve the natural progression of daylight.
Can we give all our healing to Thassa and Stucker and hope that they can do something?
Can Thassa keep the sun there?
If they're like snails of time and space, can they take us to Freya?
Not exactly how they work, no. Thassa can take you to places in time and show you them and then bring you back.
Right.
She's done that in the past. And Stucker is a collector of items from across space.
Yeah.
He's a magical hoarder.
Well, yes, and he's not concerned by size. But the bag still has the bag you came in through will let you back out.
I forgot we could get back out of the bag.
Into the desert.
Doesn't matter. We're better off there.
But you would be leaving Stucker and Thassa to die.
No, weren't we going to heal them first?
But those spiders will be
able to. Spiders. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Come back at night.
And it's about to be night.
So you do have, you've got Stucker, Thassa.
Who are dying.
Who are in trouble. Stucker is just weary. He's done a lot lately. He's portaled people here and there, and that takes it out of him every single time. But Thassa was poisoned. And Thassa, of course, you've seen, has been able to control time in some ways. Last time you were here, Thassa wasn't here controlling time, so it was out of control.
Thassa, your hubby, lovely guy, awesome, great person.
Very good in bed.
Which I'm sure you guys will enjoy a little bit later.
Yeah.
gave me this fabulous timepiece. And look, I've always wanted an old-fashioned timepiece like this, so this is awesome. But he kind of failed to explain what it is and what it does. And now that I know he's married to a time goddess, I'm kind of hoping it gives me some timey-wimey powers. Could you elaborate?
You've had this item for quite some time. And in D&D, a lot of times you've actually got to go and get things identified, find out what they do. So this item's
like
Antiques
Roadshow.
Yes, this is exactly what it's like. So you present your item and they go, interesting. On the back, there is a marking. And the marking just happens to read. And I'm going to read to you what your new magical item does.
I get a card?
This is, you do get a new item. The timepiece of the gods. This item does not tell time, but it can change it. And it grants the use of a spell called Chronoblock, which is one we've made up.
Okay.
All right. You immediately reverse time for one full round, but only around a creature of your choice and a 5-foot radius around them. They must be visible from the clock face of the timepiece. So I assume that means you've got to shine the clock at them. An unwilling creature, you can't just do it to anybody, but an unwilling creature must succeed on a wisdom saving throw, DC 20. It's very hard to resist this spell. But the spell uses the power of Thassa, the god of time, and can have a significant effect on her.
Aww. So there's a dilemma.
She's always
like,
a dilemma.
Can I have that back? Jeez. Very, very cool.
There are limitations to it, obviously. You can't use it very often because it will kill her.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was the fine print of it will have an effect on her.
Okay. It's less than fine print now.
But let's just say we go up against Queen Morrigan and she tries to use her kill spell. We could reverse.
Mm.
And it might just mean that Thassa is... If Thassa's already injured and she dies as a result of this, then all the timey-wimey stuff she does would also be ended.
Mm.
So there's a consequence for this.
Yeah,
it's a big one.
I don't like consequences. Can we play a D&D campaign without consequences?
I'll see what we can do.
It's stressing me out. I do have a question, though.
Yeah.
You showed us a possible future before with Queen Morrigan, Evil Morrigan, and I'm wondering whether or not you are able to show me the past.
I normally could, but I am too weak now.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, I totally appreciate everything you've done for us.
Shtaka chips in, though. If you could find a way to cure the poison, perhaps somebody, an apothecary, someone who makes potions, then perhaps we could speed up the process.
You can't just use your slime, like, that you use to help us when we, like...
It will keep her alive.
Oh, okay, but, like, a more permanent solution. And we can't just use good berries and stuff like we have to.
She's a god, so she is significantly
different.
More powerful. So
spider
just a 10 points from some good berries really is just tiding her over.
Fair enough. Like, this
but you've got to think,
hit.
If there's a poison that's killing a god, that's pretty impressive as well.
Yeah, I don't want to be bit by that spider.
Anti-venom.
Yes.
Where's an apothecary? Where?
Hey, Thassa, so we have these, like, deadly spiders that have poisoned you, and if you don't want to die, I was wondering if maybe you had the capacity to, like, keep that sun, which seems to be really terrifying the spiders, in the sky, because it kind of flickers, shoom, 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 past day and night. Can we keep it in day for a little bit, lady? Amazing, wonderful, incredible, sexy snail?
I can do that for a while. It will come at a cost.
Is the cost your life?
Eventually, yes. Shtaka says, I can help.
Oh, hey.
But it will cost you.
Go on.
I can get some of you back. Back to where you came from. Or you'll all be trapped here. If I use my strength now with Thassa, you can keep the door closed. If the souls escape, you will lose far too much. And as he starts talking about the souls, Karin, you notice that the amulet you wear, the Kethel amulet, the one that makes you the leader of your people,
yeah,
it starts to suddenly feel heavy.
Oh, that's not good, because it means there's a conflict. Yeah, conflict of interest.
And then someone speaks.
Hi, I'm Odrada, and I play Zanari, daughter of Karin. No one calls me Zan anymore. Mother? Mother, is that you? Are you near? I feel... Is that the amulet? You found it! You are a leader now. Our family's honor will be restored. Grandfather is here. Proud, of course. He finds it hard to speak now, but I see it in his smile. Sometimes I see him fade. He says it's something to do with our souls being trapped here. They aren't meant to be beyond their living host for long. We aren't meant to be here, beyond. That's why Alasa, we asked the gods to slow time, so she could find a way to return our souls to... He says only she knows how to unlock this door. You are going to save us, aren't you, Mother? I know you can. Do you remember when we went to the rivers at the edge of the snowmelt, a load of mountains of Tor-Kuldar? Do you remember when I slipped and fell in, but instead of flowing towards you, the current beneath dragged me away, pulling me down, flowing under the mountain? I heard voices there. I saw light. But you pulled me free, Mother. You saved me. You can save us all.
Sonari, why do you sound like Keira Knightley?
Because she is a little older than you remember now.
Yeah, she's like so old. Girl, yeah, you're so old. Older. You're like so young. Girl, what happened to you?
She grew up.
As a soul.
Yeah. Time still happens.
Can I talk back to Zen?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Great. Hey, Zen, darling, it's Mummy.
Hi, Mum.
Hey, darling. How are you going?
Good.
That's good. Quick question. How do I free you and everyone?
Grandfather's here. He says you'll need to find Alice Away's work. All the work of Alice Away. She was the one who created the door. She can change the door.
Oh, honey, you are doing so great. Is your daddy there?
I can call him over.
No, honey, just before he comes over. Is he seeing anyone?
No, Mum, he wouldn't dare.
Okay. It's just been 400 years on this end, so I don't know.
We're all kind of mixed together in one large mix of souls.
But you know what? We'll talk about it when I get you home. Okay, so Alessa Way's work. Any work in particular? Just all of it? All of it?
We're not sure exactly, but Grandfather says she kept a diary.
That is very helpful. Is Grandfather there, darling?
He's talking to me, yes.
Okay, yeah. So what does Grandpa want to say?
Time has been a little bit more difficult for him.
Stop. It's okay. I've got a friend that can take care of that.
Mother, the friend you have. Well, they might be keeping us safe in here, but I don't think it's because of us.
Why are you doing this, Sasa? If it's not for them, then why?
Oh, no. It's... Don't worry about the past. It's just...
And then Thassa says,
Shtaka, no, not anymore. It's time they knew.
It's real easy to say don't worry about the past when you've got all of your memories.
Anyway, Shtaka sighs, which I'm not entirely sure snails can do, but says,
it began before the time of mortals, with the old gods and nothing more. Do you remember falling in love? It fires life through your veins, doesn't it? Consider then what it must do when your love is a goddess. We don't see each other across a crowded room. There's no smell that fills the senses, no sound that sings. We slide through existence with such content that love does not even seem necessary. And then I found her, skipping through time, weaving her fingers through its fabric, and at once all those things we think are safely ours alone become ours together.
That was really sweet. He's such a romantic.
Such a romantic. Before too, when you like, we slide, I was going to be like,
Our DMs!
In snail style.
I literally had similar thoughts. I was like, yeah, you sly dog.
Thassa turns, I guess, towards you and says,
we loved as most people do. We saw everything, but remarkably, we wanted something more. We wanted a child so that we could see life through new eyes.
Aww.
Hear joy through new ears. Of course, we called upon Inashde, the god of all things, to grant such dreams. And granted they were. But there were others who asked for such a dream, and yet Inashde granted just one. We did not question the decision. Love blinds so easily. We could not see the jealousy the other gods would feel.
Whoa, hold on though. I've got questions. Okay, so do they have a child? Did you guys have a child?
Our child was born. A blessing beyond comprehension.
Who's your child?
Is it me? Karin.
If only it was so easy to find our child. There were others who could not understand. We never knew how, but only a few could have made such a choice. On the last day we saw our child, they were silent, their voice stolen from them and us. They were blinded, their sight stolen from them and us. And then they were gone, hidden in eternity.
Thassa seems to struggle.
I searched the grains of the multiverse, piece by piece, but I found no stories, no child. And I collected everything that came to me, and much that didn't, but I could not find them within each touch. No messages were hidden for me there. And our anger grew, and then their child was born. And so I hurt them too. And when Alasue cast the spell that created this door, the great god Inashde saw a way for me to pay for my crime, and banished me here in this form you see now. When Thassa came too, she took upon this form as well.
So they weren't always snails?
No, they were not.
What were they?
Gods of any form. I guess gods don't need to have a form.
Do you have some self-portraits?
Look, I know that there are pictures out
there.
Maybe
if you had to describe. Were they hot?
Young and
were
hot.
Were they hot?
Yeah, they were definitely
yeah,
hot.
They were. They weren't old mank snails, that's
no,
for sure.
They definitely didn't look like this. They regard themselves as hot in their snail form.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, Stocker's like,
yeah,
I'm working this.
As hell. Yeah.
What did you do to Dornis?
We never hurt Dornis.
What did you do to them? Who's them?
Did you turn the sun person god against the mountain person? Did you cause that to happen?
I am the reason the light cast through.
Oh, that's, dude.
I know. It's for your kid. I get it.
So you guys don't know what happened to your kid, but out of the sheer grief and rage and jealousy.
We know they took them from us.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't seem like Thassa and Stocker would just like.
I mean, people do crazy things in grief.
Go on a rage. Yeah, without evidence though, without knowing.
Who else could have done this?
I know, can't you go back in time and have a little preview?
They've looked...
Not against gods.
Yeah, how many gods are there in your system? Because there's you two, there's Sunny Dude, Mountainy Dude, or Chick.
We don't really call it a system. Inashde is the god of all things.
Oh, okay, that's... So
then there
five.
Are four.
Okay.
And then there are the others.
Others, like Dornis.
The half-gods. Is this like a Hercules situation?
I have no idea who Hercules is, but he sounds like a really nice guy.
Hercules. Yeah, I don't know who Hercules is either, to be honest. Okay, so how old was your kid when they got taken?
Oh, age is not a thing gods think of.
All right.
But you still thought of them as a... Oh, you always think of
your
child.
Were they still a baby in your eyes? Like
you,
a toddler?
Would, I
How
guess
big?
You would probably say they were in daycare, but maybe also in kindy. I'm not sure.
Daycare.
Daycare was one of the things the mayor of Bellison had brought into the community, that mayor you killed.
And it was subsidised
and
everything.
It was subsidised.
What makes you think they took them?
Who else could have?
Actually, what was your kid's name?
Oh, yeah.
Their name was Solace.
Oh, I like that.
Just made that up. It's brilliant.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's fucking mint.
Why? What's the all god name again? Sorry,
No, it's Inashde.
Then you suddenly hear a really loud voice across the entire land. Inashde.
Inashde.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that one. Yeah,
that's my life motto. Like people ask me, "You want to go out tonight?" And I'm like, "No, in I stay."
I'm also a homebody, says the big voice.
Such
which
an introvert.
You kind of have to be when you're everywhere, you know.
So. Inashde was only going to give you guys a kid and no other gods. Why did they change their mind and bestow a child?
These are not the questions you ask the greater god.
But she did, made an
it's
exception
It's a good question,
again.
Though.
Because, yeah, why, after that child was taken, give the other gods a child if the whole thing was we're only going to give one?
Mm.
Inashde was going to bestow one child upon one pair of gods and chose our guys, Thassa and Stocker. And then that child mysteriously disappears. They are under the assumption that the other two did it because jealousy. And then Inashde is like, yeah, actually, you know what? I'll give you guys a child too. And then we get Dornis.
Yeah.
Right. We already found the wife and returned her. Let's find the kid.
Sounds like an interesting plan.
It sounds like an excellent plan and I'm all about it except that. We still haven't gone to the lighthouses. We still haven't found each other. We still haven't found fucking magicians to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, we still need to get Vinny out, which means we need to find someone to do that.
Put it on the to-do
list. Plus Evil Morrigan, plus the...
And we've got no bloody gems to put them in.
And we don't know how to put them in there.
You've got some gems, haven't you?
Yeah, but they've got souls
in
them.
They've got souls in them. This whole thing is just...
plus the Justicars. We're supposed to find these Justicars and hold a vote.
Oh, yeah, there's supposed to be a whole panel. I don't have time.
Stocky is, I'm so sorry you've no time to find our child.
No, honestly.
I mean, they've got all the time
we're
in the
doing
world.
Our best. There's no point finding your kid if it's going to be the end of the world anyway. So how about we save the world and then maybe as a
and
as
then
a,
the universe.
The universe. Also, us in our mortal lives, like we're going to face the mortal threats first. You guys literally have all the time in the world. We'll get to it.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Just right. Put on the list.
If you're eternal, what's a few thousand years out your kid? You know, I'm 400 years out mine. I'm fine.
Thassa says, while we have control over some of our powers,
ooh,
we don't have everything. I may be the god of time, but I no longer control all time.
Is it because you're in a snail form?
They were sent here for their punishment.
Well, he was sent there. She chose to join him.
Yep.
So if she doesn't have her powers, is it because of something she chose to do?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That is
sacrifice.
Love. Sacrifice, yeah. I respect that. That's ride or die.
Ooh. We can have some very powerful friends if we can get them their powers back.
And all you've got to do it really, you've also got to stop. You've got to unpoison her.
Yes.
That would be handy.
And get out of this cave without sacrificing our entire army and save the souls. Oh, this list is so long.
I know. Didn't Jewel sing a song about that? Anyway.
If we kill a god, do we get their powers?
No.
What the hell, Morrigan?
When did that happen?
Those two? The other two?
I don't mean you two right here in front of me.
No, the other two. Because they're the ones that put them in this punishment,
that's
aren't
a good
they?
Good question, though. I like that.
Or did an inner save?
Hey, I'm with her.
I bet you do, you little thief.
In a distant room somewhere in a distant part of the Fae go, ooh.
Morrigan's got a good point. Let's go with that.
She's planning a big heist. But our current options are Thassa can use her powers to temporarily keep the sun there, which will help in terms of big spiders, little spiders. Big spider, little spiders, and we can continue this battle. But then from there, who knows? Probably she dies. And our other option is they both use their powers to get some of us out through the shell back into the desert, and they keep the door shut, but are left with the spiders, and I imagine die.
Starker was saying effectively that if he uses too much power to get all of you back, he won't have enough power to give to Thassa.
Yep.
Thassa needs the power to freeze time now, and I mean freeze time, to keep that
freeze.
Sun.
Freeze, okay.
So that will work, and they'll be able to keep the door for a bit longer, keep that door closed.
But we're going to have to leave people behind frozen with the snails and the spiders and the door and the souls.
You're choosing probably between how many children you could take or how many members of the guild you could take.
Okay, or children under 8, do you think? When do they stop being cute, you reckon? Like 7.
Are you saying those are the ones we leave or those are the ones we like?
No, we take the cute ones. Save the cute.
Or take the majority of the guild because they're going to be the ones that
leave
help
the kids.
And leave them. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Again.
Take the sweet.
But you're leaving them frozen, like in time.
She can freeze time. She can use his power. The less power he uses, the more she can freeze.
All right, let's go. Let's go back out through the bag.
Just now, like
the children, leave everyone. We can't put them in a situation of danger or harm. We're protectors.
You have to sacrifice your army.
I'm going to sacrifice the army.
Okay, but do we have to leave now, or can we like do something to help first?
We need to get Freya to bring the fortress back.
Back to Freya. They can sort that out later.
Yeah, sorry. We need.
Meanwhile, we cut back to Freya. Freya is, as you know, time moving differently. Time is frozen down there, so it's a whole different situation going on. Freya, you are in an elaborate courtroom that was strangely all ready to go.
Hmm.
Yeah, it seems weird.
Yeah. I think she had this planned.
It's really just the same room as before, the throne room, but clearly they've added some extra furnishings. A little bit hastily put together by the look of it. Queen Freya, the minty-smelling one, is in the room ordering people around. Get the judge, you know, bring the people in. They must see this, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Thine is looking very weary now. He's exhausted, double over, and two soldiers are dragging him to one of the stands, and the two other soldiers indicate to you that you should take the other stand. They just sort of push you towards it.
Yeah, all right. Ooh, I don't want to go, but I'm quite fatigued, so I probably should.
I just do what I'm told because I'm tired.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to wander over to the other stand.
Okay.
The room fills with people.
Are these like the villagers?
Yeah, your people, I guess you could say, but they're more her people in many ways, aren't they? And they're looking over to see what's going on. The judge takes the stand, he's got his gavel, and there's some sort of jury of people that don't look like they're going to really...
They hate me.
It's sort of like they don't look like they know why they're even here. Like they're just looking around going, what's all this about? Minty walks before you and says, well, look at you. Or should I say, look at me? Because right, you look like her, right?
Yeah, yeah. More like Minty looks like Freya.
Here you are, an imposter. Now, if you are indeed me, prove it. Tell us a story from your youth. Remind us of the day you were crowned. Or when you helped our people through the famine. Or how you felt when our mother abandoned us for the Lord Caradhril. Tell us, Freya. Do you even know the names of your people?
Oh, it's a bit hard when you threw me off a building.
Oh, please. Please, she says, and she turns to look at the jury. What horrible things. Accusations without any evidence. Do you think anyone here believes you?
I want them to. I want them to remember what the real Queen Freya smells like.
Oh, the real Queen. Can you hear her? Can you hear the imposter? Your Honour, surely this is already enough to prove that she thinks she's indeed me.
He leans forward and looks nervously around the room as if to say, well, no, not really. It's just you saying she's you and her saying, this is quite normal.
Yeah.
We would need just a little bit more, Your Majesty. Well, then how about this? Take a smell, everybody. Does she smell like the royal that we've been expecting? Does she smell like a queen? Does she have the royal perfume? And you can hear the people in the room start to murmur, and they clearly don't believe that you have the royal perfume.
But I'm vanilla. Everyone knows that I'm vanilla.
Oh, she admits it. She admits it. We all know that mint is the smell of royalty. Not just vanilla she speaks of. Your Honour, surely this is enough. And even though it's only been a few questions, he looks across and says, indeed, indeed, Your Majesty, it is. And he bangs the gavel down and says, guilty. There's no time for sentencing, says Minty. Of course not. We all know the penalty is death. Let's get on with it.
I'm going to look across to Thine. And as we lock eyes, we're going to communicate through our tattoos.
You hear his voice in your mind and he clearly is convinced you're not getting out of this or he's not getting out. You can hear the sound of his voice. He's very nervous. And he says, when things change, run.
But I'm not going to leave you. I can't leave you.
He starts murmuring. Give me a perception check and an arcana check. Two checks.
Perception is 17 plus 2, so we've got 19.
In the audience behind Thine, you can see a woman and she's crying and shaking her head. You can see her mouthing the word no over and over again and she's just staring at Thine. She doesn't seem to be paying attention to anything that's happening in the rest of the room. And the arcana check?
3 plus 2, so 5.
Thine is clearly a very powerful magic user of sorts, or at least he once was. You can see whatever he's doing, it's going to be substantial. You've just got no idea what the hell it is.
Okay.
But you do hear the wind starts to howl. Gusts in the room become gales and swirl through the royal chamber / courtroom, hastily put together courtroom. Anything that isn't locked down is blasted. Furniture goes flying, people get knocked off their feet, and you hear Thine's voice again. And all it says is run.
Oh, I don't want to leave you. Okay, but I'm going to run. I'm going to run as fast as I can.
It's almost as soon as you say it, there's a path appears between the gusts for a bit and you can get out that main entrance you came in.
All right, I'm going to follow that.
Okay, now you're in the courtyard.
Yeah.
There's almost no people here this time because I guess they're all inside the courtroom. Yeah. You can hear Minty screaming from the room. Kill him! Find her! And then the wind you can still hear, suddenly slows down, dies off inside the room. Then you see Thine come flying out the door, lands harshly into the sand.
gets to his feet, charges up the sides of stairs, looking at you. There's this like sandstone stairs that sort of curve around the outside of the walls, so that you can go up.
Yeah.
And the fortress is kind of unusual. We never really described it in great detail before. It's more tall than it is wide.
Okay.
And it just seems like it can constantly gets built on top of itself. So the walls, there's walls and there's more walls and there's different walls. But these go up around the outside of the walls. What would you like to do?
I think I'm going to turn into a guard, shapeshift into a guard.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go over to Thine.
Yeah, he's running upstairs.
He's running upstairs. I'm going to follow him up there.
Okay. There are quite a lot of stairs. So it doesn't take long to catch up to Thine, really.
Yeah.
Even though you're moving at half speed.
Okay.
But you're on sort of like the second or third level of wall, so you can look out. And the walls are like staggered as you go up. But you can now see out across the desert where you came in, that sort of stuff. You know, out across the, it wasn't just the desert, it was the orchestral sands. And there's wind still whipping sand around. It's almost like, you know, we've had it recently here with the storms pretty bad in Australia at the moment. But wind pushing the sand up against the sides of the walls and blasting it up. So it's like an inverted waterfall of sand. Give me another perception check.
18 plus 2, 20.
The smells of the desert are whipping up that wall.
Yeah.
And they slowly fade and give way to the very strong smell of mint coming from Thine.
So Minty is Thine.
Oh no.
Thine is... Oh, no. So I've just followed her without knowing. Oh! Okay. All right. I'm going to try and go into combat with her.
With Minty Thine.
With Minty Thine. Yep.
All right. Roll initiative.
All righty.
Oh, let's just say Minty didn't do well. Let's just say Thine didn't do well, because that's a 2. So I'd imagine you're going to probably be going first. How did you go?
I got 5,
all right,
so that's good.
That's actually probably going to be enough, because your initiative is a little bit higher than...
Yeah, and I got plus 5 as well.
Okay, not bad. You're first. What would you like to do?
All right, I'm going to use... So has she cottoned on that I am following her?
Definitely knows you're being... following.
I'm going to get out my Sword of Deception. I'm going to use Booming Blade on top of that.
Yep.
And I'm going to try and attack her.
Okay, you are at a disadvantage, so you'll need to roll 2 dice to pick the lowest.
So I need to roll a 20.
You'd like to, wouldn't you?
It's a 1.
No!
Quite the opposite to a 20.
Oh,
that's not good!
Oh my goodness. Somehow maybe Thine was expecting this.
No!
Perhaps it's good news. Perhaps it is really Thine, and you're about to kill Thine accidentally.
Oh.
But that's not what was going to happen. No, your sword slashes over Thine's huddled body. Almost like a warning shot more than anything else. Perhaps even the sword didn't want you to hit Thine. Who knows?
Also true.
Could be something like that. Thine turns to you and does transform quickly into Queen Freya.
Bitch.
And laughs a little bit. Still so childish, still so incapable, but she doesn't pull out any weapons, nothing particular. She reaches out to you and tries to grab you, so we'll see if you can dodge out of the way of this in a second.
Yep.
So she casts Shocking Grasp on you. I'm going to give you a chance to dodge out of the way, given your abysmal one you've done, but she's trying to grab you.
It's a 4. I've got a really... Not rolling well tonight.
That dice is going into the jail,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I feel like it should.
This is going against you.
This is a critical time.
I know. This is the worst time to roll. What is it?
A 4.
A 1 and a 4 we've had so far.
Yeah.
Well, her fingers wrap around your neck.
I'm going to use my shield and put it up.
That's an 18 plus 5 to hit. And hit it does. The shield, sadly, isn't enough to stop it getting through.
It's a flicker. It's like static on the TV.
Even that's... Yeah. Everything's going against you.
Yeah.
That's 2d8 for damage, and she rolls an 8. So how many hit points do you have left?
I currently have 9 hit points left.
Oh, shit.
Because you still haven't managed to get that long.
I haven't had that long rest.
Yeah. Well, you have 1 left. All right.
Just going to type that in. I currently have 1 left.
Wow.
Really handy.
It is
Love
your
that.
Turn again, but you can now hear other guards. You are dressed as one of the guards, or at least you're looking like one of the guards. You can hear people coming towards you.
Yeah. I'm going to going to use my shocking grasp.
Okay.
An eye for an eye.
All right, reach out and grab. And Minty's hand is still around your neck, so you can go right back and grab her neck, I guess, really easily. No, no, not even attempt to dodge.
I'm going
to
do that.
Still at disadvantage.
With my last effort. And it's a 6 and a 2, so we're going to go with the 2 at disadvantage. Wow.
She is having a field day watching you fumble around and not do anything to her. Oh, wow. Even though you do manage to sort of grasp on weakly to her throat, but the spell doesn't cast properly or something, so it's like you don't have enough energy left to do this.
I am quite fatigued. Maybe that's why I'm rolling so low.
You are hanging on to her neck weakly, but barely touching it.
It's like a wet fish handshake. I'm just trying to slap her.
It is like a light caress. This is awkward. You're making this so awkward for me. Now there are soldiers catching up behind you, and you can see they've managed to bring along Thine, the real Thine.
The real Thine.
And she obviously looks like herself again now, going back to Queen Minty. And you still look like...
I'm going to turn back into Freya.
Just right. So there's... Oh, no.
Yeah. Now the soldiers just come up
and there's two Freyas.
I feel like, yep.
Which one's the right one? Oh, no.
I'm going to turn back in. There we go.
Okay, so you were trying to look exactly like her.
Yeah.
Sadly, the soldiers saw you do that, so they didn't even... if you'd been a bit faster with that, that could have been very interesting.
I feel like I'm running at a loss at this, stage. Someone's going
to
do anything.
Just struggling to hang on. Two of the soldiers have got Thine, and they walk up next to you. This fight is not really happening anymore. You're flicking around, as you said, like a fish. The soldiers walk up, dragging Thine. It's huddled over. And Minty says, "Thank you, Rutherford Anderson. You see, I do know the names of my people. Thine, you have been found guilty of aiding a criminal against the crown. The sentence is death." She nods over at the two soldiers, and they drag Thine to the edge of the tower. She looks at you and says, "Well, isn't this familiar?" And they throw Thine from the edge.
As I throw him, I'm going to cast Featherfall, and I'm going to try and attempt to save him.
It works. I mean, it appears to work. He just seems to slow down. He's not in any control. Like, it looks like he's unconscious, so it takes a while before you hear a light thud in the sand below. Minty looks at you and says, "Oh, that's how you did it last time. Now I know how you survived." You look weaker now. Perhaps too weak to do it again.
Now I'm out of spells.
Any last words?
I will find a way to show the people that I am the Queen Freya. I am going to come back, and I will restore the rightful power to this kingdom.
Oh, yes, girl, yes.
She nods to the two soldiers, and they move over to grab you, and they walk towards the edge of the fortress and start to push
you.
They
don't walk over. I take 2 steps back, and I look her in the eye, and I say, "I will be back."
Yes!
And I step off.
No, girl, no! Oh, shit.
Probably not a great move.
Holy shit.
Shivers.
You've got 1 hit point.
Yeah. I'm going out strong.
Yeah, but you're going to die.
Freya falls through a mist of sand. Sadly, this is the end of Freya. And we cut back now to the girls.
I'm not okay with the fact that death is a thing in this game, and the fact that there's death here that's not our enemies is really stressful.
I'm fine with the death of our enemies.
I don't want her to be dead.
I don't think any of us expected her to be.
We all expected right?
To be honest, it seems like, you know, Freya expected it.
I did.
Oh, fuck.
I already got my other character sheet mapped out. No, I am quite devastated.
It really was supposed to be me. Like,
yeah, I know.
I just thought Minty would make her confess.
But we've still got time, right?
You don't even know what's happened. She'll take 4 damage. Sorry, I'm talking to you like you're not even here. Freya will take 4 damage, which is 1d6 for every 10 feet she falls. And she's 70 feet up, so 7d6 damage.
Ouch.
If she takes more damage than half her maximum hit points, she dies instantly. And your maximum hit points are currently half because you are because of your exhaustion. That's where we end our episode with the girls in silence.
I'm not in silence. I'm sharpening my knife because I'm going to go stab your tires.
Whoa. Damn.
Don't worry about them. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about them.
We didn't leave at the end of that last episode, everybody. We're still here. When I say we, just Indy and I. The girls do not know this part is happening.
I love this.
And you tell me you've got a plan.
So as I stepped off, I did have some kind of some kind of plan.
Realistically, at one hit point and that sort of fall, you're not going to survive. So
dun, dun, dun. No, because I have thought. What about the three-headed giant, Belloc or Belosh? Because they said when you get to the end, and this is the end.
Should be.
When finally you reach the end,
just scream Belloc.
And she will ascend. There's a cast, of course.
Shh, don't say that, you fool.
I remember doing that way, way back. It was like a early thing in case you guys got into trouble.
Trouble I am in.
Well, it only ever happens once. As you're falling, you hear a voice whispering in your head. And all it says is, say my name.
Belloc or Belosh? I just say Belloc.
You've got to pick one.
Yeah.
This was your plan.
This was my plan.
To fall back on this.
This 50-50 chance of surviving. Yeah, I think it's a good rate.
It was probably slightly better than what you had before. Holy shit. Well, you do have a choice. As you fall.
And I'm going to say Belloc.
Okay. As you fall, you're almost into the ground, and then you hear, and I have to find this because I did not anticipate this. So hang on a second while I find where I put this. Here we go.
Hello, I'm Ashley, and I play Belloc. Or is it Belosh? So, you called out my name. Wonderful. I had a feeling you might. But trusting that triple-headed twit was quite the risk, wasn't it? Oh, I am surprised they found you. I told them where, I told them when, but still, good help is hard to find and all that. So let me explain how this is going to work. First of all, you're dying, but you're not fully dead. Just mostly dead. So I'm just going to shuffle on in there and take over residence for a while. Now, if your little body doesn't explode from this tricky maneuver, I, Lady Belloc of the Seventh Realm, will be in charge of whatever survives for as long as it holds together. Don't fret. This can be quite a long time. I once got 4 days out of a host, although what was left at the end wouldn't fill a chamber pot. Now, don't worry about your friends either. They won't even notice. I'll sound like you, I'll look like you. I'll probably even smell like you at first. Being possessed is terrible for the skin. So let's get right back up, you fragile thing. It's time to enjoy the ride. I've got work to do.
So do I survive at the end of this?
It doesn't sound
like it.
Well, you have a limited amount of time that your body can put up with the number of souls you now have inside you.
You have quite a few.
Yeah. You land comfortably in the sand.
Lovely.
Superhero.
So I was about to say superhero pose.
Super villain pose.
Yeah, with a little wobble because I am quite fragile at the moment.
Actually, you feel amazing. No exhaustion, full hit points.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. I do feel amazing.
And I'm just going to pass you some of Belloc's powers. Belloc is an extremely powerful being. And from now on, you have the option of using these powers.
I can fly. I've got the power, or I have the power word to kill. Which is what we saw with Queen Morrigan.
That is correct, yeah.
And Meteor Swarm.
It's all pretty full on.
Deadly.
Yeah. Now, you only get to use one of those per day.
Yep.
And she gets to choose which one.
Here's the thing with Belloc. Belloc has a mission, and this is now your primary mission. But Belloc also knows that if she gets uncovered, discovered, people are going to try and get her out of you.
Okay.
So she's not going to do anything that's going to make it clear that she's not you.
So I need to maybe do what I need to do in a short amount of time and then follow her mission whilst convincing the girls to try and actually follow along with me and change the plan.
The only way Belloc would go against Freya's plans is if she could guarantee that she's going to complete her plan.
Okay.
Really quickly. Yeah. If she thinks if I go against Freya's plan for a little while and don't get it done, then the others are going to figure it out and get me out of here fast.
Yeah, right.
She isn't capable of just controlling you.
Okay, right.
You still make most of the decisions until you get to a point where she says, there is nothing but my path now. Your path doesn't matter.
Okay.
That could happen.
Yeah.
Now, it's different from Vinny, though. She can choose when to take over.
Right.
And you will not have an option.
Yeah.
So if it gets to a position where she goes, I can solve this problem, my problem now, you do know what the problem is. Years ago, Belloc was in a relationship with a dancer. And while the dancer was mortal and she wasn't, it was the closest thing she'd ever had to understanding love. And the dancer ended up in a relationship with someone else. She doesn't know who that person was. She saw them dancing together at one stage. We just did this in the recent episode because it has other connections, which the people listening know of.
Yeah.
But you don't. And she doesn't exactly know who it was who stole her partner from her.
Okay.
She plans to kill them both.
How sweet.
That is your new mission.
Radio.
Find the dancer.
And I have to kill them.
Find the dancer, to kill the dancer, and kill the lover.
Right. It's quite vicious.
Yeah.
Radio.
But she will release you if you've done that.
And then I'll survive?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, great. Okay.
She's, actually, she will do a decent job of looking after your body.
Great, I can do that.
But not for long because she's so powerful it'll eventually destroy you from the inside out.
Well, I'm going to quickly go kill Minty, I reckon. And then I'm going to get on this quest and go, I'm just turning into a killing machine, aren't I?
And that's where we really end our episode. Holy shit. Wow. It had been many days now since Jorda and Alan had overpowered the weakened madam and assumed control of the Dark Tower. Its initial uprising had, for gods know what reasons, been halted, and now it stood tall over the destruction of the city of Cardassian below. Those who had survived the onslaught of the Golem Horde now found themselves taking refuge at the mercy of the one once known as the Raven. He found himself standing alongside one many-limbed friend, and before another with many eyes. It spoke with a demeanor far more casual than its fleshy facade. Look, I know you said you didn't want to see through her eyes, mate, but they're my shows, so... Jorda sighed and looked down to the floor. Doesn't seem right. We didn't speak before she left. I don't think our kiss alone would grant such privilege. The being spoke again. True, true. But she did agree for me to see all. And I think you need to see this, or we're both going to lose her. And through the mist, in a room full of visions, they watched through Freya's eyes.
Don't worry about them. I'm sure they'll be fine. It's just a sudden ending. It happens all the time. So maybe there's danger or just a clever line. But don't worry about them. I'm sure they'll be fine. Right?